Penguin Random House Audio presents True Crimes and Misdemeanors, The Investigation of Donald Trump by Jeffrey Toobin, read for you by Rob Shapiro. To my fellow journalists. Prologue. The Forgotten Phone. Robert Mueller had never surrendered his cell phone before entering the Oval Office. He had become director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation on the day after Labor Day in 2001, 1 week before the terrorist attacks that would define his tenure at the Bureau. For the next 12 years, the second longest tenure of any director, he would be a frequent, often daily, visitor to the White House. President George W. Bush looked to Mueller more than to anyone else to protect the United States from another attack like the one on 9/11. From 2009 to 2013, so did Barack Obama. The last thing anyone thought to do in those years was to separate Mueller from a communication device he might need, even during moments when he was conferring with the president. But on the morning of May 16, 2017, Mueller gave a rueful half-smile when he was reminded to place his phone in the box for civilian visitors to the Oval Office. He, of all people, knew the rule and the reason for it. Private cell phones could be rigged to record and transmit, even without the owner's knowledge, and it was imperative that the operational security of the president's office be preserved. So Mueller gave up his phone and walked into the familiar territory of the Oval Office to shake the hand of the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. They had never met before.